Well, if I tell you that, then I will have said it.
Just say it. I'm a guest.
All right, we have a guest, so let's kick this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is, where you are. Glad you joined us today. So, DI Plus is brought to you by Daniel's new winter coat. There's nothing improved or special about it. That doesn't mean we won't devote 20 minutes of content to it. Don't forget to use the special code at checkout. Use DI Plus at checkout, and you'll get 40% off their already low prices. That's DI Plus at checkout.
Welcome to DI Plus. I'm Adam Burns, and I'm here joined from the, the coat-free state of California by Mr. Mike Lawson. Hello, Mike.
Hi. I think I was supposed to do that part. I was supposed to say, like, I'm not Daniel Brewer, but there's so many things to do.
It's okay. You know, not everyone can be Daniel Brewer.
True.
And not everyone can have as complicated a show opening and everything else as we have.
Well, it's one of those things, like, I listened, so I thought, like, oh, I'll get that, no problem. But once you're actually doing it, it's not as easy.
Yeah, no, well, I have it memorized now, but yeah, it's not easy to do. And he has all these different things that he says. Sometimes I've only done it a few times with guest hosts,
mm-hmm.
and I usually fuck it up. So you did great.
Good.
You did absolutely fabulous. So welcome, everyone. Mike Lawson is taking over for Daniel.
Super excited. We're going to just sit here and catch up because...
Oh, right.
he's out traveling, so yeah, works for me.
I don't know where... I don't know if he's, like, over me at the moment. I'm in Arkansas, so maybe he's, like, halfway. That really wouldn't be halfway. That'd be more like two-thirds, I think. But I don't know. He could be over me. He could be on a subway. I think I said this already to you before. But anyway, you're here. We're going to do it. It's going to be great. So
cool.
I know you listen, but I had a couple of things here that I was just going to tell you. Now, I know you do your own show,
mm-hmm.
and we all know you're very nice on that show. You know, perfect. You listen, you let Joe Batanz go on and on with all his stories. You know, no problem,
yeah,
right?
Certainly.
So you have to interrupt me constantly.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. To be like Daniel, and you have to be very forceful about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a little bit grumpy, too.
Yeah, maybe. No, not grumpy at all.
I love Daniel Brewer, we should say. Like, I think we're going to, like, poop on him a few times in the show just because he's not here. We'll make fun of him, but I actually really like the guy. So I'm putting that out there in the first 5 minutes just so everybody knows.
I just do a show with him. That's it. So the second thing, very important, is you have to really just rag me about how long and boring and horrible my stories are.
Okay.
And that I don't give you enough time to talk about your very important topics.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a little bit like my show.
Actually, yeah. I remember the other day you were like, oh, that's fine, Joe. I just won't talk about my stuff.
Yep, yep, yep.
You're like... you know, that story took up like all the time. Oh, too bad. We don't have any time left. That's actually exactly what Daniel does. And then I just wanted to explain something. So Daniel and I had a conversation on the show, and he says that I interrupt his stories a lot, which I think that's kind of the pot calling the kettle black a little bit.
Yeah.
Cause hello, but I have to explain something to you about Southern. I think this is Southern. This is
okay.
A Southern thing. I believe the way that Southern people talk is a little bit of kind of back and forth, almost talking over one another. And when one person is talking about, and maybe this is just, this could just totally be me, but I think it's a Southern thing, because my mom and I do this, right? Mm-hmm. So it's either just my mom and I, or it's like a Southern phenomenon. But just, well, if you're saying something, I'll just blurt out a random topic that I thought of while you were saying that other thing, right? But then you'll go back to your story, right? And we just kind of go back and forth that way, you know? And I think that's kind of a Southern way of talking.
Yeah. We'll see how that works out, because I get easily distracted. So a lot of times during conversations, if somebody just starts talking about something else, I'll move on to something else and never go back to what I was talking about. That could be challenging, Adam, for me.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe I won't do it at all. For some reason, the chat room is talking about taxidermy. I have no, you know, I think the chat room just comes in to look like they're listening, and then they, you know, they come up with their own topics.
That's okay. It's a community. They can talk to one another about things.
Right. And speaking of the chat room.
Yeah, it's Tuesday and it's 10 p.m. Eastern. So that means we are streaming live on pride48.com. And there's a chat room of people that are here. Do you want to talk about them, Adam?
Sure. I would love to. So we have Ant. We have RT Cruiser, who spelled it out phonetically. CCM, Crone, Ed Chan, Gary in Albuquerque, Oberon, Q Sledge, RT, I'm confused. We have one phonetic RT Cruiser and one spelled the normal way RT Cruiser. And then we have, that Blue Jeans guy and I think his boyfriend, MGJ, Toppy Smelly, Gary, Mib, Tim in Alaska.
Awesome.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
And I don't know if I said Good Humor Penguin, but if I didn't, he just said hello in the chat room. So Mike.
Yeah.
You have diabetes.
I do. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I do. So we have one here that I want to tell you guys about, the Big Blue Test. But I feel like every podcast that I'm on, and even a handful of them that I'm not on, they've all talked about Big Blue Test. So I feel like a lot of people know it. But I would just like to say, just for a really quick moment, that the Big Blue Test is this program that gets people active, and you guys probably already know about it. But Adam, our program sponsors are donating $1 for each Big Blue Test entry that's submitted between now and November 20th, up to $35,000. So we're currently sitting at 10,000 entries, which is awesome. That's $10,000, which will provide life-saving supplies and services to people in need. But I think that we could do better. And if everybody listening to this went over to bigbluetest.org and submitted 1, 2, 5, 10 Big Blue Test, that's money that's going to go to help people. So I'm glad that you put that on there. I didn't coax you into doing that. I'm just...
Well, here's the deal. This is my plan. See, I want to do my part.
Okay.
For diabetes, because I'm not, you know, I'm against the diabetes on the whole.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to, just so you guys get another dollar, I'm going to take the Big Blue Test while we do the podcast.
Okay.
So I didn't really prepare. I was preparing earlier, and I said this last week. I said it to Daniel. I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. Great Adam idea. I am going to take the Big Blue Test on the show.
Awesome.
Like,
it's so easy.
And then I went, and so I thought it was going to be this long thing, you know, that I was going to, it was going to take the whole show, and, you know, I was going to do one or two little things. And so I went over there earlier when I was preparing, and it's like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 questions, something like that. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm not doing, but I assume you'll still get the dollar. I didn't exercise right before the show.
Okay. So this is just an example. Most people will exercise, but you can submit one without the exercise. We will still get the dollar. Yes.
Okay, good. Because I didn't, you know, I normally go to the gym, but I've fallen off the wagon a little bit lately, and I just got back from Vegas. So, you know, and I was preparing because I'm doing all this stuff, you know, in Daniel's absence. And so I was sitting here like 3 hours ago testing the stream and all this kind of stuff. And might I add, we are having no internet problems right now. I think all the problems we're having, chat room, Daniel's.
You think so? You guys don't have tons of problems, though.
Well, no. Okay. So, well, you listen, so you probably know, but we don't talk about it a lot, but we used to record. He would record his, I would record mine, and then we would edit it together. Mm-hmm. And we decided we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to just, he found that if you use Hangouts on Air, which actually you and I are not using tonight, but if you use Hangouts on Air and you just don't click broadcast, so if you don't want to do a video podcast, but you go through the Hangouts on Air system, it gives you an additional option to, in your settings, to choose a studio quality sound.
Okay.
So we've been doing that and we've been testing it out, but we've been having some internet hiccups. So anyway, so everyone, you should go to bigbluetest.org.
And there's even an iPhone app and an Android app in the Google Marketplace and in the iTunes store. If you didn't want to log it every time on the internet, you can download the app. It's free and super easy, and you're helping yourself, but you're also helping others. So do that.
So I'm gonna read the first question here. Is everyone ready for the first question of the Big Blue Test?
I'm ready.
I don't even understand this question. But I said, are you a T2 dance crew participant?
Are you, Adam?
Well, I don't know what a T2 dance crew participant is.
Then I think no is probably a good answer for that one.
So I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna click on no right now. And I'm gonna keep everyone with bated breath here. I'm not gonna move on to the next part yet. We are gonna move on to I'm horrible with segues, so we're just gonna move on.
Okay. Let's do it.
What's next?
What is next? What do you want to talk about
next? It's going in the order of the Trello.
Look it. I do a podcast called Catching Up with my friend Joey, but I also do this storytelling podcast where I tell stories on my own, and that's at whatsomewillcalllies.com. And on episode 110 of this show that I do, What Some Will Call Lies, I talked about some overstimulation I get with social networks. I talked also about like these superficial relationships that I have online. And I feel like Pride 48 community is part of that. They're genuine friendships, but I also feel like I have friends, and I'm using air quotes, friends that like my stuff and give me validation and all of these things that my in real life friends should be giving me. But I think it's easier to just kind of post something quickly and get validation and help that way. So when I told this story on episode 110, I said that I was going to start taking what I call the screen sabbatical every Wednesday evening. So
first of all, can I interrupt you here? I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Daniel. You sound so nice. And like, I just wanted to say, I usually like overstimulation. But
you know what I meant. So what I was going to do is Wednesday night when I leave work, I was going to turn off every screen that I have, my cell phone, my iPad, and I was going to just live the whole night without any screens, any contact to the social network, no text messaging, no emails, no Facebook, just real life. And then I would turn it back on when I get to work on Thursday morning. So it would give me just a whole night. It's not even 24 hours. It's just a whole night. I could read a book. I can cook myself dinner and I can just live by myself. Even if I don't talk to anyone, I'm just like living real life for a day. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. I actually love reading.
Yeah.
And I don't like to read on screens.
Me neither.
So I buy books. Well, actually, I do a lot of Audible now because I'm old. I don't know if you know this about me, Mike.
By the way, you said on, I think it was last week, you were like, I've been reading a lot of books. And then you started talking about Audible. And I'm like, is that really reading?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, okay, my eyeballs are not looking at a page.
Yeah.
But the problem is, without derailing your story, I'm sorry. Remember what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
But yeah, the problem is that I'm at an age where I fall asleep relatively easy. I don't know if that gets because I hear really old people have trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. But I'm at an age, I come home from work and I sit on the couch and boom, like I fall asleep. So if I pick up a book, because usually you do that like around bedtime, right? I mean, most people like carry a book to bed. I fall asleep. So yeah. I can't do it. So I'm a big audio person, obviously. So I do Audible, and I have to do books though when I'm can think about what they're saying.
So if somebody says, hey, have you read this book? And it's a book that you've listened to. Do you just say yes?
Sure. Well, okay. I mean, what you have,
the verbs are just weird. I get it. I just don't know what would you say. I don't know that you would say no, but I've listened to it. That sounds weird too. I just don't know what the verbs are there.
I think if I've ingested the content, then, you know, I've read the book.
Okay.
But anyway, so all I'm saying is that I don't think that's such a horrible thing because I could read a book, for instance.
Yeah. And it gives me a reason to not worry about email. And don't get me wrong. I still think about work. I still think about things that I should post online. I just don't do it. Maybe I'll remember it tomorrow. Maybe I won't. And that's, I think, perfectly healthy. Okay. So I started this. I said it very publicly in What Some Would Call Lies. I posted about it on Facebook a couple of times. And then a few weeks ago on this very show, a man named Daniel Brewer criticized the idea. A grumpy old man criticism, actually. He said something like, if you're going to do it, fine, but you don't have to share about it on social media. To which I reply, who are you? I could share whatever I want. But also, I think it's strange that it's okay for him to share a picture of a baggage claim sign in the airport, and that's okay. But it should not be okay for me to post something that has something to do about with social media on social media. I feel like that's incredibly appropriate. I don't know. So I wanted to bring that up. Since he's not here to defend himself, I thought it would be a perfect time to have an argument, a one-sided argument.
You know, it's funny because he's talking to me right now. He is listening.
Okay, good.
he messaged me a second ago and said, I'm trying to listen on Southwest, but the Wi-Fi sucks or it's spotty. And so now he's suggesting a screen sabbatical during the Catching Up live show on Wednesday nights. Excellent. And now he's going to, you know what he's going to say to me next? Adam, you're not supposed to read my chats. You're supposed to go on like I'm not here.
Well, that was my only point, that I feel like giving up social media for a night has so much to do with social media. It makes perfect sense to share it on social media more than, say, anything he's posted on social media in the last, you know, weekend. Pictures of this and that. I feel like this is super relevant. So that's all I'm saying. So do you think you could give up screens for a day if you had to? I'm not asking you to, but I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I could. You know, my only issue is because I'm not a big social media whore.
Yeah.
I don't. Not that you're a whore. You know, social media or otherwise. But
hey, stop thinking you're going to offend me.
No, like... I don't care if I offend
okay.
you. That was just
good.
So I've lost my train of thought. No, anyway, I'm not a social media whore, but I watch podcasts. I'm a big, I watch video podcasts. So even at work, while I'm working, cause I was one of those kids when I was growing up that to do my homework, I had to have the TV going.
Yeah.
So I watch podcasts. But I think I could, cause like I said, I like to read, I like to cook, I like to do all this stuff. My only issue would be I don't like to have email. I'm an inbox zero sort of guy.
Right.
So the thought of coming back to my email and having like the little bold black, you know, you've got mail thing.
It's not that big of a challenge. I go when I shut down at the end of a Wednesday night, I make sure I'm at inbox zero. And then, you know, in the morning I have half of them are junk anyway. I just kind of swipe out of the inbox and that's that.
Yeah. So anyway, that would be my only issue. At work, I cringe because I go up to people's desks and I just happen to see their inbox. I mean, I'm not being nosy or anything, but I see their Outlook is up or whatever. Right.
Uh-huh.
And they have these folders. They have it all nice and divided into folders. And I'll see like 300, 295.
Worse, yeah.
I'm like, what? I would have a fit. I would like spaz out if I had that much email.
Yeah. I have a coworker who was in the thousands and I was like, you can't find anything. What is the purpose of this? And she's like, well, I don't want to get rid of them. I was like, archiving it is not getting rid of it. It's the opposite. You're keeping it somewhere.
Anyway, so yeah, I think I could do it.
Okay.
I think I could.
Daniel, I challenge you to try it.
Daniel's writing a novel over here, but I'm not gonna read it. Not gonna read it. He can tell us next week. Everyone, it's a cliffhanger. It's a cliffhanger, everyone. So Asian boyfriends.
Oh. You're so good at the segue.
I know, right? I don't want to, you know, whatever. Who needs a segue?
Asian boyfriends, go.
So as everyone knows, I have an Asian boyfriend.
Yeah.
And as everyone also knows, we like to go on trips.
Yeah.
And we went on a trip this last weekend. Now you can tell me because you're a fan of Asians.
I have dated Asian men. Yeah. I'm dating an Asian man now.
Before I go into my story, actually, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Does it drive you crazy that the fact that you have dated a few Asian men automatically makes you some kind of Asiaphile or something
yes.
in everyone's mind?
It drives me nuts.
Mainly Joe Batan's.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of my best friends. So like when he teases me about it, I know where it's coming from. But when strangers do it, it really concerns me.
Well,
like
I've had one Asian boyfriend in my entire life.
Okay.
And now what I get from everyone is, oh, yeah, Adam has an Asian thing.
Yeah, that bothers
like,
me.
Like, Daniel doesn't say it on the show, but like, and he doesn't really say it, but other people are like, oh, yeah, Adam likes Asians. Oh, yeah, Adam's attracted to Asians. I'm like, one Asian, not that there's no problem with that. I mean, yes, I find a lot of Asians attractive, but the fact that I have one Asian boyfriend my entire life
means bugs me. It bugs me because, like, it when you say those kind of things, you're saying that I fetishize Asian people, and it takes like some meaning out of my relationships, as if I'm only dating these men for purely sexual reasons. And like, you and I both have our own sexual preferences. Like, I find dark features attractive, and maybe I find, you know, a body type attractive, whatever. But I also find, like, funny people attractive and compassionate people and dog lovers. And you know what I mean? Like, so many things about a person. It's not just everyone of this race is going to be attractive to me. But it really bothers me. Yeah. And a lot of times it's done out of joking, from a joking place. And I try to just brush it off, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so because I've, you know, my fetishes are like, you know, I like men with feminine features, a lot. And I like skinny men, and I like big uncut cocks. Mm-hmm. You know, there are lots of things that I like. You know, I like tight asses, whatever. I mean, Mark doesn't have an uncut cock. So there are lots of things I like. Anyway, so Asians. But you know a thing or two about Asians because you've dated a few.
I've met a couple,
So let's just make a broad sweeping statement here. Have you found that the Asians in your life like things planned out? Is that something that you have found? Like,
that's
trips?
Interesting. That's interesting you say that. I mean, I've only dated, you know, a few Asian guys, but I should tell you, Adam, I like to have things planned out. So maybe it is a thing, but I think maybe I like it.
I mean, like, obsessively. Like, if you go on a trip, you have to have gone on TripAdvisor or Yelp or whatever and found the top five things to do in X city. Yeah. And then you have to go and find what's the perfect time of day to do each of those things. And then you have to plan the meals in between there. And you have to, you know, and you have to have a typed out schedule of when you're going to go from X and Y and Z and all this kind of stuff. Okay.
Interesting.
I have.
Okay. So I'm guessing your trip this past weekend was interesting.
Well, here's the thing. So Mark loves to have things planned.
Okay.
But ironically, he doesn't like to plan.
Oh.
So he wants me to plan everything, and I apparently suck because I tried like Vegas. No problem. No problem. I've been to Vegas a million times. I can do this. So my first thing I planned, I was like, okay, we're using our we had vouchers for Delta. So I'm like, we're going to use our vouchers to save some money. So because of that, we're going to have to drive to Kansas City because that was the cheapest. That was the flight that I could find that was within our voucher. Right. Mm-hmm. So I planned that. I've got it all planned out, whatever. We drive. We're driving his car. He's driving. I fall asleep. And all of a sudden I'm woken up by a thunk. And I wake up, and this is, I'm like, what was that? He's like, I don't know. I hit something, but I don't know. You know, I don't know what this is. So that's the first kind of experience we have on our trip, you know, and we get to the hotel in Kansas City and get out. And there, where there used to be a side of a bumper, there was just a hole, no bumper.
Okay.
On the side, and his fog lamp hanging down.
Oh, shit.
So that's the first thing I planned, and I feel like it's my fault, because, like, I planned it to be Kansas City, and his brand new, like, you know, 6-month-old car, now he has this hole in his
bumper. But that could have been, you know, on the way to the local airport, or that could have been anywhere. Don't take it too personally.
It could have been, but I feel guilty, because now, you know, I don't know, he's gonna have to... Oh! Damn it. Let me get this. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get this.
Maybe Daniel Brewer has to get it.
Maybe so. Hello?
American Pope Goddess.
The death phone was muted. Let me try that again. Hello?
Yes, Jack the Tent. This guy, this American comic book artist, Jeremy Dale, dead at 34.
Jeremy who? I'm really bad at this. I will just, I say give it to all of them.
I believe he said, first of all, he said it was Joe Batance.
Okay.
Did that sound like Joe Batance to you?
Well, Joe Batance, I don't think has an Australian accent like that, but we didn't give it to Joe.
He didn't even try. He didn't even try to do a Joe Batance. He should have said, I can't do a Joe Batance accent, but I'll just say, he should have said something like, that Jeremy Dale. Or something. I believe he said Jeremy Dale, and I have no idea who that is, but because I have a guest host.
Yeah.
We're just going to say, give it to RT Cruiser. Who?
No, it was Joe Batista.
Yeah, right. You know what? That's what I'm going to start doing. If you guys keep pretending to be one another.
Just give it to whoever.
I'm
going to
give it to whoever you pretend to be. So guess what? Merry Christmas, Joe Batance. You got $2 entered into the Celebrity Death Phone.
Awesome.
Competition. So anyway, the bumper was the first incident.
Okay.
So then I thought, he really loves nice rooms. So I'm going to get a really nice room. So I was like looking around for rooms. I'm not going to do the Lux or the Excalibur like we normally do. I'm going to get a nice room. And So I choose the Venetian, and it says right on their website, all suites, mm-hmm. you know, all suites. And I'm looking
it
at the pictures.
It says on their website, nice rooms. So they must be nice, Adam.
Yes, exactly. It says nice rooms. So the photos looked good, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we get there. And first of all, I just want to say it is a nice room. It really is a nice room. It has the bedroom, and then it's a sunken area that has a nice iron railing and a step down into this kind of sunken living room. And it has, I don't know why this always impresses me, but it has the remote control window shades. I love that. And there are big two flat screen, like a flat screen in the living room area and a flat screen over the bed. And you got like this mood lighting over the bed and a bar that has, the bar actually has like some kind of stone on top of it and it has a light. So like the bar lights up and all this kind of stuff, you know, really fancy bathroom, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, so what do you think? Do you like the room? And he's like, well, didn't you say it was a suite? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, don't suites have more than one room? Ooh. He's like, looks like they just kind of put the floor down a little bit in the living area. This is just one room. And he's like, and there are no slippers. Like, oh my God, what the fuck, really? There's a robe, but there are no slippers.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, fuck it. Let's just call him right now. Let's just move out of this room.
Demand a refund.
Yeah. Sorry. You advertised a suite. This was not a suite. Let me tell you. No, it was really nice. So anyway, that was the second thing. So the third thing is the Britney concert.
Right.
Now,
which I saw a couple photos. So, well, I have a weird story to tell you about Britney this weekend, but you go ahead and start telling us.
Okay. So we decided we went back and forth on this, right? We're like, do we get a seat where we're guaranteed a place? You know, we have a saved seat. We know exactly where it's going to be. Or do we do the standing room only kind of mosh pit sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because the stage comes out in this T shape and the mosh pits are on either side and you're right in that gap between the real stage and the like T area.
Yeah.
So she walks back and forth and the dancers and all that. And he wanted to get good photos. So he said, you know what? Let's take a chance and let's risk it and let's do the standing area because maybe we can get really close to the stage and get really good photos.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, you know, well, actually, I didn't say yeah. I'm like, are you sure? Because, you know, you don't like to wait. He doesn't like to wait.
I'm too old for that. I'm only 33, but like, I'm not standing for an hour. That's uncomfortable.
So I read on all these forums. They're like, okay, the show starts at 9:30.
Yeah.
Now, these were Britney Spears fan forums, so of course they're a little crazy.
Yeah.
But they say stuff like, oh, dude, you got to get there at like 4:30 in the afternoon. The doors open at 7:30. But if you want to be guaranteed a spot in the front, right by the fence, you know, right by the stage, you got to get there at like 4:30. So I was like, oh my God, he doesn't like to wait. I don't mind waiting. I don't like lines necessarily, but I don't mind to wait. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I was like, okay, let's compromise. Let's wait, but let's get there at like 6. I don't know, 5:45, something like that.
And the doors open at when?
7:30.
Okay.
So we got there about 5:30. And actually, we were like, there were probably 20 people in the line ahead of us at that time. So actually, that was really good. So I go to one of those daiquiri places because I love the daiquiris. You know, he's standing mm-hmm. there. I get a daiquiri, come back. You know, we're, you know, standing, this girl in front of us who's a complete Britney. I just want to say, I think some of Britney Spears' songs are kind of catchy, but I've never been like a huge like Britney fan. But
I really loved the album that had the It's Britney Bitch song on it. Like that brought me through some good times. Like that was in my car CD player on repeat for a good few months. But other than that, I've never been a huge fan. I don't hate her, just never been a huge fan.
So we wait and wait, and they come by about 7 and they give us armbands. So we know we're in, you know, mm-hmm. they're like, put your tickets away. You've got armbands now. We're like, woohoo. You know, we watch the girl, you know, change from her flats to her, you know, high heel shoes when it was about time for the doors to open, you know, and everything like that. And we watch this guy with, I'm not kidding you, Mike. It was like 3 foot tall mohawk.
Okay.
Painted with an American flag on one side and Britney Spears on the other.
Her face or just the
no,
words?
No, like the words, Britney Spears, okay. Piece of me or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh my God, hope he's not standing in front of us. Because, I mean, his hair was like really high. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they open. So they start letting people in and we go over, get to the metal detectors. I go through the metal detector. Mark's behind me.
Uh-huh.
And I look back and they've stopped him.
Okay.
He has his camera bag because he wanted to get really good photos.
They don't like
cameras. And they said, excuse me, sir, we don't allow that type of camera in, so you're going to have to check your bag.
Okay. This is awful.
Now, in the forums, they had told us, run when you get through that thing and get to the front, because there's another line.
So it's filling up
and then there's another line. And we had probably 100 people behind us at this point.
Yeah.
So I walk over and there's a slow person going through every single thing in his fucking bag trying to find something before they check it. I swear, 5 minutes later, he gets his bag checked. We run over to the line. Every last fucking person that had been behind us was now inside. In front of us.
Ugh, I have anxiety just thinking about this.
So it was the whole 2 hours that we spent standing there.
Wasted.
Completely wasted. Completely.
That's so frustrating.
I was so pissed.
I have, so on Facebook this weekend, I had one other friend that was in the show while you were in the show watching it. I think he was up higher from the cell phone pictures I saw posted. Mm-hmm. But have you ever heard this fact? And I use fact with air quotes. Have you ever heard this, that every time that you are in Las Vegas, there's at least one other person that you know that's in Vegas, but you maybe don't know that they're there?
No, but I believe it.
Like, I think that social media has ruined this a little bit, but I feel like every time I'm in Vegas, I'll see, you know, somebody else post that they're around in Vegas, or right as I leave, somebody's coming in or vice versa. So one of my friends was in the same show as you. I thought that was interesting.
That's cool. Well, we think Miley Cyrus was there as well, because apparently Miley Cyrus posted some photos from the concert. So we think she was there, but we didn't see her. Mm. It's funny though. So Britney's, so I just have to say this for everyone, all that negativity, but we were one person behind the fence. So we were able to, I mean, and I could see over the shoulders of the two people in front of me, and it was basically like I was right at the stage. So it was good, but I was so, cause we had to wait for another like 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Before we could go in, and I just knew we were going to have no, everybody was going to be tall and they were all going to be in front of us.
Well, the horrible part about this story, Adam, is after this concert, you guys have to go back to that room and it's not even a suite.
They don't
even have slippers.
I know. we stood that whole time, and I have to pee a lot. So I was worried. And actually, I made the choice to go back and go to the bathroom after we had already gotten our spots and just pray to God that like everyone there remembered that I was where I was and let me get back in. Luckily, they were all nice. I guess Britney fans are nice. Anyway, so the rest of my really long, boring story will be next week, ladies and gentlemen, because that is not all of the Vegas story. But I'm going to stop there and leave everyone with another cliffhanger.
Great. I can't wait to hear it. Are you done with your big blue test yet?
I'm not. And I was going to go do another one here. So here is question number two. Are you ready?
Yeah, I actually already know it. I've heard it before.
Do you have diabetes?
And it's a little JavaScript thing. So if you say yes, it asks you more questions. If you say no, it's fewer questions.
Well, unlike you, I'm not a liar. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say no.
Right. Unlike me, you also don't have diabetes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So now I have done question number two. So we will move on.
Okay.
Now, because I've done question two. It's all done.
So this isn't my show. How does time work? Are we good on time to kind of go through everything?
We have as much time as we need, but yeah, we're good.
Okay. So I put on here that it's kind of strange to co-host with somebody else. I feel like, not that I'm cheating on Joe, but I feel like something a little bit like weird. Like our chemistry works and like the rhythm is right. And you and I are kind of, you know, do you feel that too?
I don't want to say that you and I are like flat or something, because that jinxes the show, right?
I'm not saying flat. It's just strange. It feels foreign a little bit.
Well, yeah.
A little bit.
You and I, I don't even know that we've ever had many conversations.
The longest conversation we ever had was you interviewing me for the Pride 48 videos.
Yeah,
that's not really even conversation. That's just me talking out of a video camera. But you know what you should do? And I don't think you've ever done this. You should take a week off from DI Plus and let Brewer find a guest. Because there's something
to do that. What if he likes them more than me? And then he's like, oh, you know what, Adam? You know, I don't want to.
I'm not joking. Joe Batance never compliments me. Never.
He
Adam
like,
Burns.
This
never.
Daniel Brewer.
No, he text messaged me after he had Daniel Brewer come on Catching Up. And he was like, you know, it felt really weird and I missed you. And I was like, blown away that he complimented. I think it'll be good for Daniel Brewer too. But there's something really strange about hearing a show a show that the format is something you developed, hearing somebody else's voice do it. It's cool. And in fact, that Catching Up episode that Daniel Brewer did with Joe Batanz was the only episode where Joe Batanz talked about me that much. I feel like he talked about me more when I wasn't there than when I actually was there. But
it was different because Daniel, no matter what show he's on, he takes control. So he's like moving things along and like telling the next story and like, you know, everything else. And then I don't know. Yeah, it's a very Daniel Brewer. Yeah. So I chat room Mike can tell me or people who have listened. I don't know if I've ever missed a show. I don't like to miss a show. Mm-hmm. I know that I've co-hosted with Wes Stone.
Yeah.
I've co-hosted with Gene Bees. Those are the only two I can remember. So if I've co-hosted with anyone else that wasn't memorable, I'm sorry.
Ouch.
But actually I thought Wes Stone and I had the best chemistry, so far, but you and I haven't gotten to the end of the show yet. So we'll see.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll see how that goes. You know, it's still out. So yeah. So no, I guess sometime I will.
It's good to take a break, and it's also nice to see it happen without you. I enjoyed listening to the episode of Catching Up that I wasn't on. So I think it would be good for you.
Oh, fucking chat room. Joe Batanz. I'm not sure. I'm just waiting for Alden to come back. Shut the hell up about Alden. Nobody cares about Alden. Actually, Alden's a very sweet guy.
That's not the real Joe Batanz, so is it?
I don't know. Oh, it probably not. Joe's listening, though. He said he was going to be listening for sure. So it might be. I don't know. He's probably at the gym, though, losing some more weight.
Probably.
Because that's what he's been doing lately.
And logging it as a big blue test, because he does that too. Because he's not only helping himself, he's helping others by logging each big blue test at bigbluetest.org.
That's right. So we are going to skip the next section, and we're going to move on to this. The news. I don't know why I'm trying to be Daniel Brewer. I hate it when he says that. The news. All right. So this is especially for you, Mike Lawson, because I listened to your show today.
Okay.
And it's an Asian, so it relates totally to something you said on the show. A 12-year-old boy who went missing after being told off by his mother last Monday,
mm-hmm.
a Chinese boy, was found by police on Sunday afternoon in an IKEA store in Shanghai.
What does this have to do with our show?
You have an Asian person who's missing.
Oh, yeah. Ding,
so
ding.
I think you should go. What I'm saying is I think you may need to. Do you have an IKEA nearby?
Yeah, there's an IKEA really close, actually.
So maybe you should go search for your, I don't know if it's your friend or a friend of a friend. I can't remember.
Friend of a friend. Yeah.
But
if you don't listen to Catching Up, folks, DI plus listeners, I told a story about a guy up here in San Francisco who's a friend of a friend who's missing since Halloween. FindDanHa.com if you're in this area. But I see that this actual story reminded me of the Mannequin movie. Do you remember that? The man who lived in the store a lot and was like, the mannequins came alive.
I don't think of that. Yes, I know what movie you're talking about, but there was a show that used to come on Nickelodeon. Do you know what Nickelodeon is? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're close to the same age. I mean, I'm three I'm 3 years older than you.
Anyway. Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there was a show that came on Nickelodeon, and I don't remember the name of it, but there was a mannequin that came alive every night. And they would sing and go down the aisles of the store. And there was this mouse puppet and this, I don't remember. Anyway, it's the show I used to watch
creepy.
On Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. And it was called Showtime or something. I don't remember. But anyway.
Okay.
So his name is Peng Yijian or whatever. Can't say it. Mm-hmm. He's said to have survived on supermarket free samples while missing.
The meatballs. Those meatballs are great there. Have you had them?
I have not.
IKEA meatballs are amazing.
I've heard that that's a thing, but they also have like frozen fish parts and like.
Well, there was some controversy in the UK. They found horse meat in them, but that wasn't in the US. So we're all good. Plus, I mean, we're eating cow. What's wrong with eating a little bit of horse?
There's no difference. I hear that's what people say after they've been with you. So because he was very weak with hunger, he is receiving intravenous drip in the hospital, his mother said. Anyway,
he ran away from home after his mom told him off.
Yeah.
and he went to IKEA. Why IKEA? That's such a weird place to go to. But I mean, not like the toilets don't even work in the bathrooms. The sinks don't work.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he went to multiple stores and got samples from multiple stores. But yeah, he was eventually found in the IKEA.
Poor kid.
So
I'm glad he's found. I'm glad he's safe. That's all I have to say.
We don't normally do this, but I'm going to let you read your story since you picked this out. So,
wait, what don't we normally do?
Well, normally I read all the stories, but I'm gonna I pick all of them. But Daniel hates my story, so maybe he'll like yours better. So
well,
I'm
I just
let
found
you
the
read
story.
Story.
It's not San Francisco based, so on my show I only pick San Francisco stories. So this was a good one, and I thought, oh, maybe I could do this on DI Plus since I'm not limited to the structure of San Francisco only stories. But this man, he broke up with his girlfriend, and he decided, as he's calling it a joke or a prank, that's actually a question I'll throw to you at the end of this. Basically, he mailed her in the U.S. Postal Service. He mailed her 15 baby chickens, and they got delivered to her house. And there was a note that said, "There are a lot of chicks out there," and that's it. So, she told the postal worker that she was going to just throw them in the trash. So she's an awful person too, it sounds like. And thankfully, the postal worker was smart enough to send them to the Washington Humane Society. So, by the way, it's legal, not illegal, it's legal to send day-old chicks through the United States Postal Service. I think that's the weirdest part of this entire story. But so would you call this a prank, Adam? Is this funny to you?
I think it's funny.
An awful person too.
I don't know. I mean, so okay. So yes. So yes, they are chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. I do not. Did I mention I'm Southern?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you said that.
Not that Southern people are horrible people, but I think Southern people are less animal rights sort of crazy.
Okay.
I don't want to use the term crazy, but we're not hippies down here. So, we feel like, you know, animals are to be eaten and some things like that. Now, I don't want animals to be tortured. So no, I'm not for that. Right. So I don't think he should have. It strikes me as a little bit funny. I liked the quote.
I certainly think there's something hypocritical about the people who are criticizing this dude, because they're probably also eating, you know, a steak a few minutes after they say, like, it's so inhumane to do this to chickens. But then,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a bit hypocritical. But this animal murder, for lack of a better word, I think that's...
They didn't die, though, did they?
No, but if they did, if she just threw them away, it just seems so careless to, like, kill animals for a joke. I don't know. I think that's the weird part to me.
Yeah. I mean, yes. If they suffered, I'm not for that. Now, those chickens that you guys eat, just so you know. The chickens that you guys, or that most of us eat, they travel around in tiny little cages on the back of an 18-wheeler.
And they shit on each other. And,
with no enclosure whatsoever. You know, this 18-wheeler going like 80 miles an hour with wind pushing the chickens up against the cages and all over each other. You know, like you said, shitting all over each other and everything else. So, you know, maybe the male might have been more humane.
True. I hear you.
They're in an enclosed box. So lastly, I'm not going to do the one that I have in there because I think it's going to be too long and drawn out.
Okay.
A model and actor was badly disfigured and fighting for his life after catching fire when he climbed atop a Manhattan-bound Metro North train on Sunday, law enforcement said.
Wait, he didn't die?
He did not die. A train crew found Brian McClellan, who's 21, on fire on the roof of the New Haven line train. Is that how you say it? Daniel's always correcting people on how they say.
It's New Haven.
New Haven.
Not New Haven.
Train
New
line.
Haven.
Shortly before 5:10 a.m. in Riverside, Connecticut, an MTA spokesman said, the train, which runs on overhead electrical wires, had lost power. The workers had gone up to find out why. So basically, I don't know. It says they believe he was burned after coming in contact with the train's pantograph, which collects power from the 12,500 volts in the wires. They had to use an extinguisher to put him out, and he has extreme burns. He was a model before. I'm not sure whether he will be afterwards, although America's Top Model likes to take people with vitiligo, so they might really get into, like, scarring.
Maybe.
Not sure.
That's awful. What was he doing there? Was he, like, trying to get a free ride, or was he like trying just doing something stupid?
Well, that it says posts on his Facebook page indicate he may be a daredevil. It shows video of him doing backflips off of roofs and apparently leaping off a small bridge into water.
We're also finding out in the chat room, Ed Chan posted that the dude actually died. So they just released, he's now dead. Yeah.
I guess he won't be a candidate for America's Top Model now.
Yeah,
but
I think that that precludes him from that. Have you ever done something so stupid that you probably should have died? Like when you were a kid? Let me tell you, I was 15 years old, Adam Burns, and I used to do this thing where the kids in my neighborhood, we would all lie to each other's parents. So everyone said they were sleeping at someone else's house, like 10 of us. It was just this web of lies. All of us would get our sleeping bags and what have you, and we would hike for about 30 minutes into, there was this big Exxon Mobil property behind our homes, and it was like fenced off with like barbed wire and what have you. But there was this tunnel that we could walk through. It was pitch black in the tunnel. It was like a drainage tunnel. So like when it was raining, water would rush through there, but we would walk through it. It took about 20 minutes to get through the tunnel, pitch black, probably really dangerous. And we would do that a few times a year. Nobody ever got hurt doing it, but I could see one of us easily dying doing that.
I can't think of anything that I've ever done that's crazy like that.
You don't remember his name?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I've probably had some crazy sex that I shouldn't have had in my life, but I've never like run through dark tunnels or anything like that. Not that I know of.
I feel bad that this guy died, but I hate saying this, but like survival of the fittest kicks in at some point. Like if he's doing things because he likes the thrill of it, do you know what I mean? Like he's kind of tempting fate.
I would say the craziest thing, this is really boring, but probably the craziest thing that I've done is, I don't do it so much anymore, but, I used to refuse to wear a seatbelt.
Oh.
And that's not
crazy.
That's not like a daredevil thing. That's like they're uncomfortable. And I had other reasons that I won't go into and bring the show down. But anyway, yeah. They're uncomfortable.
It's not only a good idea. It's also the law.
That's true. Click it or ticket, baby. Do they have that on the, do they have that on the pumps, the gas pumps where you live? Click it or ticket.
I've heard that before. I don't know that they have them on our pumps though.
It's very common around here to see that on the gas pumps. So big blue test.
Oh yeah.
I'm on question number three. It says, what kind of exercise did you do for the big blue test? I podcasted.
Okay. Option that says other.
Say, I'm going to say other. Oh, it doesn't give me a little thing.
Mm-mm. You're just going into a general category.
Okay. And so yeah. I'm going to go on to the next question. It says, what was the intensity level? I believe I have been vigorously podcasting.
Okay.
So I'm going to say I have been vigorously podcasting. And so anyway, there's the news, Mike.
Awesome.
Birthdays. So this is the part of the show, if you don't know.
I know.
Where I have you guess some celebrities' birthdays.
And I'm going to say this ahead of time. Every time that I hear Daniel guessing, I get so angry at him. I'm like, this is so easy, Daniel Brewer. What are you? Who are you? How do you live and not know? I don't know. Angelica Houston. But this is, I think I'm going to make a fool of myself in a couple minutes here.
I'll tell you something about Daniel Brewer. He doesn't know anybody that's pertinent to pop culture today.
Okay.
You know, if you pick somebody from the 50s or something, you know, or some obscure, you know, I don't know, Doctor Who character or something, Daniel's going to know who it is. But if you choose, you know, I don't know, somebody like Taylor Swift or something, you know, he has no clue. Anyway.
Okay.
So here is our first one. I have two for this one.
Okay.
I will play. You will not get it after the first one, but I will play it. And
I hope I get it after the first one now that you
right.
said that.
Well,
show me that smile.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Don't waste enough.
So this will be the theme to what?
Family Ties.
It is not.
Shit. Growing Pains. I mean, Growing Pains.
It is Growing Pains.
It's the same show in my brain.
So do you have a guess for that?
So it was Kirk Cameron's birthday a couple weeks ago, so it can't be Kirk Cameron, but it could be, is Alan Thicke in that show? I get them all mixed up.
He is, yes.
Is it Alan Thicke?
It is not Alan Thicke. So so we'll say, for that first guess, we'll say, where is the stupid fail? Okay, so
By the way, I've already blown my load. I've told you the two people on that show that I actually know, so.
All right, here is the second one.
That's Titanic.
Yes, it is Titanic. You are someone correct.
Someone from Growing Pains was on Titanic?
That's usually why I play the theme songs.
Holy shit, I have no idea. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Yes.
You are correct.
And I got that one without the chat room. Somebody said Leonardo in the chat room, but I swear I didn't see it.
So yeah, it was Leonardo DiCaprio, and he had a recurring role.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know how much of a main character he was, but he did have a recurring role on that show.
He played basketball, and this was like before Gilbert Grape, I think, or at least like in that era, like right around that time. So
when he was still cute.
Yes. He's still pretty handsome.
No. Now he looks like somebody's daddy. He's one of those people.
He can't be my daddy.
He's one of those people that I think he tries to look older. Like he grows the facial hair and he does all the, the kind of old man looking hairstyle and everything. It's like, are you trying to look, 50 or something?
I like
or what?
It. I like it. I like it.
But I have a thing for young guys. So I used to, Leonardo DiCaprio, I used to think.
Young guys and Asian guys. We get it, Adam. Alec McBeal.
Hey, very good. Yes, that is Alec McBeal.
Okay, is it Calista Flockhart's birthday by any chance?
It is Calista Flockhart. Okay, but I had two for this one, so I'm going to play one more and see if you know what it is, just because. It's another popular TV show she was on.
Brothers and Sisters.
Yes.
I never saw it, but I just know she was in it.
Oh my God, that is such a good show.
I've heard really good things.
You have to get into it, but after you watch, I don't know how many episodes it takes. It started off a little slow for me, but after you get into it, I watched 5 seasons of that thing in like, I don't know, a month.
Can you catch that on like Netflix or Hulu or anything?
Well, I watched it on one of those, but it was maybe a year or two ago when I watched it, so I haven't checked. But you should be able to, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love that show. Okay. Here is the next one.
Okay.
On your mark. Get set. Go! Get across that pool. These two teams are paddling boats trying to be the first to splash across the lake. Whoever gets there and back first will float into the lead with $20 in control.
Do you know what show that is?
I'm feeling like this might be Double Dare.
It is Double Dare.
Okay. So can I make a guess? I know you. Do you have another sound?
No, I don't. Not for this one.
Is it Mark Summers' birthday?
It is.
Oh, my God. I'm so good at this.
You
suck
are.
It,
I should do the. Yay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so proud of myself right now.
You should be. Are you like, I don't know how many that was, but are you like 3 for 3 or something? You made one guess, but I told you wouldn't be able to get it with the first one. So we'll. Yeah. All right. Here's the next one. Maybe.
Song.
Yes.
It's not a familiar sad song.
It's a TV show.
Is it? It sounds like maybe. Is it like The Sopranos or something?
There's a guy walking down the road all alone with torn jeans, a sad look on his face, a ripped shirt, moving on to the next town. So he can keep his secret.
You're making it harder. I have no idea. Is there another sound or no?
The show. No, there's not another one.
Okay.
The show is The Incredible Hulk.
Okay. I still got nothing.
Okay.
Is it the Hulk's birthday?
It is the Hulk's birthday, actually. The original Incredible Hulk
was played by
Lou Ferrigno.
And it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Lou Ferrigno.
So we're going to do that.
Yeah, that was a loss.
Come on.
Sure. I'm sorry,
Ferrigno,
I don't know that.
You never watched?
If I couldn't pick him out of a lineup unless he was wearing green and purple shorts.
That is not even the original Incredible Hulk. He didn't even wear. Anyway, Lou Ferrigno. Let me tell you something. Mike Lawson.
This Lou Ferrigno
was my first gay crush.
The Hulk? Really?
Yes. I don't know why. He's so big, but he's like muscly, and green.
I get that.
It's not
overtly sexual, but there's something kind of like out. The masculinity is like just in your face, and he like rubs it in your face. And
he could,
as a little gay boy,
too.
You could just like let it happen. I get that.
Any day. Rub it in my. Okay. So we have two more because I like the birthday segment and I picked two more. So here is another one.
I have a strong feeling that my guess is not what it is. This is the theme song for Hell's Kitchen.
It is the theme song to Hell's Kitchen. You are correct.
So I'm going to guess that it is Chef Gordon Ramsay's birthday.
Yes,
I'm actually really good at this.
It is Gordon Ramsay's birthday. I usually tell the people's ages, and I haven't been doing that. So I'm going to go back real quick and just say that I was playing the next song, and I didn't mean to. But anyway, so the birthday, the ages so far: Leonardo DiCaprio is 40, Calista Flockhart is 50, Mark Summers is 63, and Lou Ferrigno is also 63.
Oh.
And Gordon Ramsay is 48 years old,
but looks 58.
I think he's kind of sexy. I don't know. But anyway, not that an older person can't look sexy.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's our last celebrity birthday.
He's never seen a diamond in the rough.
Oh, wow. You know it off, the rhythm.
I got a radio.
That is correct. See, Daniel would never have gotten this. He'd be sitting here.
I would be sitting here yelling at my iPod. I would be like, come on, Daniel. It's Lord, right? So I'm going to guess that it's her birthday.
It is Lord. Birthday, Lord. How old do you think she is?
She is 26.
No.
23.
Lord, who's never seen a diamond in the flesh, is 18 years old.
Bullshit. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
So she's now legal, folks.
She is now legal. Anyway, those were your... Oh, I better run over to Pride 48 real quick. I know I've got Pride 48 open somewhere. All right. So I don't know which ones we mentioned last week, but I think we mentioned Mike. So I'm going to say Kim, Rick G, Urban Guy T.O.
I love Rick G. Oh, and I love Urban Guy T.O.
And George in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. All my favorites.
So happy birthday to all of you.
Happy birthday, guys.
And if you would like to have your birthday mentioned on DI+, you can go over to pride48.com and click on the sign up button. That'd be on the top right hand corner. Sign up and check the little checkbox or uncheck it. I don't know. There's a checkbox whether or not you want your birthday listed. Mm-hmm. Go over there, do the appropriate thing. And
it's so easy to do. I did it already. Everybody should be doing it. So contact, what do we do?
So for contact, we have three voicemails, and I'm going to play those.
Cool.
So, and you know, before we do that, I'm just going to go back over to the Big Blue Test.
Oh, good
ladies
idea.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's a great idea.
And I'm going to take the next one. So my number one was weighted with bated breath.
Yeah.
So it says, how many minutes did you exercise? Well, my exercise is not over, so I'm going to choose 30 or more.
Good idea.
Yeah, because I think we've gone over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So our first voicemail comes to us from, it's either Joe Batance or RT Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
It says RT Cruiser on the card. So we're going to hope.
Yeah. Hi, guys. RT Cruiser. This is for a complaint. I'm calling bullshit on the dead Boston mayor. Well, one, hardly a celebrity. Two, I don't believe the caller identified themselves. So... I'm sorry. That's not a valid answer. Bye.
It sounds like he might be doing a Big Blue Test. I think he's doing the Big Blue Test as he's calling in.
Right. He's like, it's RT Cruiser. And I'm so used to him saying, it's RT Cruiser calling the celebrity death phone or whatever. It's a horrible Australian accent. Sorry, everyone from Australia.
So do you ever retroactively cancel out if somebody calls in with a...
No.
Is that part of the rules? Okay.
Do you know how many times we've given it to RT Cruiser for bollocks?
Yeah, it happened about 20 minutes ago. It happened 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. So, first of all, RT Cruiser, I agree with you in this case. Who the hell knows who the mayor of Boston is at any given time unless you freaking live in Boston? Yeah. But that was a Daniel Brewer decision.
It's Boston, though. It's not, you know, Little Rock.
Oh, please. Oh, by the way, everyone, I know you were waiting to hear from last week's show. Have you heard last week's show, by the way?
Yeah.
So we were announcing the gubernatorial races, mm-hmm, of our various states.
Yeah.
And just for anyone who wanted to know, the winner for Arkansas is a member of my church. So I have the governor attending my church. His name is, what's his name? Asa Hutchinson, or Hutchison, and he's a Republican. Oh, well, but he does go to my church, so maybe I can, you know, see him in between services or something and, you know.
Now, I have a question for you real quick, and I know this isn't the time for questions, but
it's fine. Daniel's not here.
Yeah.
Ask.
If I'm playing the Daniel Brewer part, I'll just do whatever the fuck I want to do. So, Adam, like, are you out at church? Like, do you go to church and people like there know that you are who you are? No, you are.
Sorry, I'm taking a drink.
I saw that. A minute ago, you said that you're not a liar, but it kind of feels like maybe you are.
Oh, Mike. Well, that's a long story. No, I am not out at church. I go to a Baptist church.
Right.
Mainly because, I do believe in God, and there's a little bit of, I have a little bit of, you know, mixed feelings because,
you
know.
Mixed feelings. I thought you were going to say self-hate, but go ahead.
No. I was going to say mixed feelings. but I do believe in God. And so I go to church. And the main reason I chose that church was because they needed a trumpet player in the orchestra. And the music there is really good.
That's
so
cool. Yeah.
You know, I don't actually listen to the sermons. I actually leave after
now,
the music.
Does Mark go with you to church?
No, he's Catholic. So he goes to Mass.
Okay.
He goes to a Catholic church. But anyway, so yes, I am a complete liar, depending on who you are. all right.
Are there any other voicemails?
There are. I'm so glad you asked. The next one, you know, I don't know who this is. Maybe someone in the chat room will recognize this, but I'm really bad. Well, maybe I think I'm good at voices, but I don't know who this is anyway. So we'll see.
I tried listening to that Fatty podcast. That is awful. I don't see why you guys keep talking about him.
That's not RC Martinez?
I don't know. If anyone knows what a 707 area code is, and someone who apparently doesn't like poor Big Fatty.
Well, poor Big Fatty.
Someone, I don't know.
It sounded like RC Martinez, but I know RC Martinez is a fan of Big Fatty, so I don't really get it.
Well, I have a database. I actually have a database of people's phone numbers and their names. And because when they call in, I have a computer script that downloads the voicemails and then names them. And
RC Martinez is saying he's a 608 number and that's not him. So,
yeah. And I don't have that person in my database. They're not there.
That's fascinating.
I downloaded the voicemails.
707 is a California telephone area code. It was split from the area code 415 on March 1st, 1959, and it covers the northwestern portion of the state of California. So kind of up near me.
Well, there you go. So I don't know if anyone knows who – you were saying 608, not 707. Were you saying 707?
No, you said that was 707.
It was 707, yes.
Yeah. 608 is RC Martinez. So.
All right. So anyway, I'm sorry that you don't like Big Fatty person, whoever you are.
Yeah.
But you know.
It's interesting that they thought to call you to tell you that,
I'm sure Big Fatty will get over it and move on with his life.
Can you please call and tell us all the other shows you dislike?
Why don't you call Big Fatty and tell him you don't like DI Plus?
Or call Big Fatty and tell him how much you like DI Plus. That would be even better.
Yeah, could be. All right. Shit. Okay, here is our last voicemail.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser, just ringing back. I may have been a bit hasty on my last message, obviously having a few technical difficulties and Kathy's name was left off, as it was with mine, for click or clack. So I'm guessing that the NSA or the CIA or the FBI are editing out voicemails. So, let Kathy Bacon have that one, and I'll have mine. Thanks. Bye.
Do you know what? You know how you're listening to audiobooks?
Yes.
Do they have any audiobooks where they have, like, accents like that? His voice is so soothing to me. I would love to just listen to him speak. It does something to the brain that's not – I don't know. It's not just –
start a segment on your show called Celebrity Death Phone. You can listen to phone calls for like, you can go to sleep listening to the names of people you never knew were celebrities.
Be careful what you ask for.
Because, or, you know, maybe he'll just, maybe, oh, you stopped your completely vain, arrogant show called Catching Up With, you know, I guess he can't call in for that one.
Yeah, could, it would have been hard anyway with the time zone difference.
You could catch up with him. All right. I'm gonna do this now for Daniel. All right. There is our contact. You know, I would not say, do you think that people are going to listen to the show and they're going to think, this isn't DI plus, this is DI minus. There's no Daniel Brewer. I mean, hello. I think you did a fan, huh?
I forgot about that part.
I did too, Angel, just now. Anyway.
Am I supposed to say anything like your telephone number or your website or anything?
You do not have to say anything. I will take care of that. But I just want to say that it has been a pleasure, doing a show with you. So how do you think it went? Did you have anything else you want? Oh shit! Big blue what? Test.
Oh, finish it. Do it.
Yeah, I gotta finish it right now. I'm gonna finish right now. So last question, ladies and gentlemen, when was your most recent meal? Before your exercise? I would say about 2 hours ago. So now I'm gonna click the submit button. Everyone, are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm submitting. Bravo.
Done.
That's what I get. It says, mm-hmm. The steps you took and reported will help others in a big way. Thanks to you, we are one step closer to our goal of 35,000 big blue test entries.
So what you just did, you just raised $1 for a nonprofit that's providing life-saving supplies and services to people in need. So in countries like the Dominican Republic, folks that get diagnosed with diabetes literally die, Adam, because they don't have access to insulin. So the money that we're raising right now is providing medicine and supplies for folks that really do need it. So we have 10,955 entries at this moment. And we have until the 20th to get up to 35,000. So everybody can do it once, twice, five, 10 times, whatever. Go do it.
Could one person do it 35,000 times?
Yeah, there's no limit to the number of times you could do it.
So I could write an automated script to just go out there all day long.
Well, if we're going to be dishonest, this is talking to a MySQL, you know, database. I could easily just punch in 35,000 lines in a minute, but
not that I would do. Well, I'm an automation engineer, so yeah, that's, you know,
I mean, I have access to the whole back end. So if we were going to be dishonest, we could be dishonest, but we're not those kind of people. We only lie in church.
Okay. Do you know what I heard about the back end, Mike?
What?
It blocks the soft palate. DI Plus was written and recorded under Creative Commons, I think, in front of a live studio audience. You can reach us by calling 229-234-7587. Or you can email us, contact@dubiousintent.com. You can also follow Mike Lawson at, I don't know, tell us.
I'm at Mr. Mike Lawson on Twitter, or you can find me at cupodcast.com or whatsamacolize.com.
All right. So thank you, Mike, for joining us. It's been really fun. We'll probably never talk again now. I only talk to people when I'm on a show with them. So you know, we probably... Well, not talking, but I've learned a lot about you. We've figured out whether or not we have chemistry. The chat room has made jokes about, you know, the show being, you know, I don't know, taking longer. Yeah. So anyway, say goodnight, Mike.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Go to hell, Mike.
That wasn't that bad.